There's coffee and bagels all around for this foursome, even in the neutral atmosphere of Big Apple Bagel. Two of them want nothing to do with McCain, Obama, and company.
I'm not going to comment one way or another.
Come on, dude, this isn't Iraq. Funerals can vote, too.
Superior's Melissa Doolittle just doesn't want to have any part of it.
Because I have my views and my reasons why I choose a candidate, and those are my reasons and my views, and I don't feel that I have to share them with anybody.
It's different with Jay Hoffman of Duluth. He says it's important to talk about politics.
I don't think anyone gets too hurt or offended, even if we disagree. I know two of the people sitting at this table are voting for one political candidate, and I'm voting for the other. And that's not an issue of contention between us. We're not going to go into the back room and duke it out. It's a very civil topic. It adds a lot of flavor to the season. Every 4 years, it's like a little treat that gets dropped under the Christmas tree or in the stocking.
Who are you?
Dan Miller of Cloquet is not only sitting across from Hoffman, he's the guy on the opposite side of his buddy's politics. He'll talk presidential politics, but he says it's important to avoid the emotional landmines.
You know, you could tell when you hit a button on a certain person. You know when to stay out of somebody's business and when not to. So,
but in the neutrality that only coffee and bagels can nurture, Hoffman and Miller still like each other.
He's all right. He's a good guy.
And you still like him?
From time to time.
In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.